Hey, nurses! This National Nurses Week 2025, it's time to celebrate you, the backbone of healthcare, with a vacation you truly deserve. Join Nurse.com for a luxurious group cruise aboard Virgin Voyages, sailing May 9th through May 14th. It's a celebration like never before, designed exclusively for nurses. Picture this. Tranquil ocean views, world-class amenities, and the chance to connect with your nursing community while leaving the stress of long shifts far behind. Plus, when you join us, you'll receive $200 in onboard credit per cabin to enjoy spa treatments, premium excursions, merchandise, and more. You spend every day caring for others. Now it's your turn. Let's trade scrubs for sandals and sail into National Nurses Week with joy, connection, and well-deserved relaxation. Register now to join the group trip at nurse.com/cruise. That's nurse.com/cruise. We can't wait to celebrate you. Hey, nurses. Welcome to the Nurse Dot Podcast, giving nurses validation, resources, and hope one episode at a time. Today on Nurse Dot Podcast.
What we wanted to do for 2025 was obviously keep the same level of energy, fun, do everything we did, just refine and do it better. We wanted to go all in on several bigger events versus doing a ton of smaller events.
Joining us today, Kat Golden, a powerhouse nurse entrepreneur dedicated to uplifting and uniting the nursing community. Through her partnership with Nurse.com, she's bringing game-changing, one-of-a-kind events to nurses everywhere. Today, we're diving into what's ahead for 2025 and how her grassroots movement is ensuring that nurses receive the same appreciation and support they give so selflessly every day. I'm your host, Kara Lunsford, registered nurse, and VP of Community at Nurse.com. Kat Golden, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while since I've had you on to the
Maybe
podcast.
Maybe like 2 years.
I think it's been like 2 years. That's wild. A lot has happened in 2 years.
Craziness.
It's crazy. You're literally like, your middle name is Fun. Like, you just do all the fun things. It's like, it's wild. Okay. So the reason why we're having you on, first of all, for those of you who don't know Kat Golden, and I can't imagine that you don't, but if you didn't, she's the founder of Nurses Inspire Nurses, successfully exited that company. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And is now doing just all things fun for nurses, and is working really closely with Nurse.com to do events and just some really cool shit. So, Kat, do you want to say anything else about yourself and who you are and what you're doing with us?
Just that I'm a nurse, too, in case someone doesn't know.
You are a nurse, too. Yes, absolutely. How many years has it been? How many years have you been a nurse?
I graduated nursing school in 2012, so 13 years.
Wow, 13 years. And what did you start out in? You started out in peds? Did you do peds?
In pediatrics.
Too?
Yep.
Yeah. You and I have that in common. We both started out in pediatrics.
People.
The fun people. All the fun people do the pediatrics.
Yep.
Isn't it interesting that people who do pediatrics are willing to do adults, but it doesn't go the other way?
No, it
like
doesn't.
People who do adults are like, I'm not touching the kids.
Totally.
I know, it's crazy. But yes, I think we get to wear the fun scrubs. We get to wear, you know, we get to do things like have kids skate through the hallways on an IV pole.
Yeah, I'd paint my patients' nails. Like, we'd have little parties. So fun.
Yeah, I know. I actually have a picture of a patient who is now in college, which is crazy because at the time she was like 8 and she was like painting my nails at the nurse's station. And it was so fun. So I was like charting with one hand and getting my nails painted with the other. It was so fun.
Yes.
So you've taken all that fun and now you are channeling it into this incredible business that you have started. So talk a little bit about how you got into what you're doing now and what kinds of fun plans we have for 2025.
Yeah. So I think through owning Nurses Inspired Nurses, I would do a lot of fun events. I built that whole company on having meetups and connecting in real life. And I love social media. I love everything that it offers us. But I think there is just something to be said about being in person, connecting. I think nursing, especially, no one understands nursing like other nurses. And we're in person people, at work most of the time. So I think it's just so important to have. And so I've always been a huge proponent of that. And even when I worked as a nurse, I was always doing fun things for us, trying to, make our days and shifts better. And I just realized like that's where my gifts truly lie. I'm actually not into science, I'm, an average nurse. I'm nothing special, but when it comes to fun and events, that is really like what I'm passionate about. I love, making people feel something and getting them excited. I love giving gifts and celebrating people. It's just like in my soul. I love doing it. Just who I am. So I'm so grateful that I get to do that, with nurse.com now. But really, it's the same things I've always done. It's just like, what umbrella is it under, if that makes sense?
And so did you ever do any, so while you were working as a nurse, were you like the potluck person? Like, were you like good with the potlucks? Or was that kind of not your area?
So I was not a committee person, if that makes sense. Like it wasn't formalized because I don't really like rules, right? So I was never like joining the committees and stuff, but I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna get our shift sponsored. So I would like reach out to someone and like get our shift sponsored, bring in coffees, like bring in treats for everyone, be like, hey, everyone go to Trader Joe's, get charcuterie stuff. We're gonna have a like it was more like informal, if that makes sense.
But that's so cool because you have to, people don't understand the value of that. And if you are a nurse and that's kind of your jam, and you want to channel those things into your shift and what you're doing, you have to come to like some of Kat's events, her nurses' night in, and she has all these great ideas and all of this amazing stuff that you have created over the years that you just freely share with people, which I think is really awesome. And because part of sustainability in this profession, being able to continue to do the work, is to be able to find that fun, and find
100%.
that lightheartedness, and because if every day you're just showing up and it's the grind and it's stressful and you're short-staffed and you don't have time to eat or you don't have time to take a break, or you're just feeling the weight of this profession on you all the time, if you don't find those ways to blow off steam and to laugh and to smile, you're not going to be able to make it 13 years.
No.
So it's hugely, hugely important. So what are some of the things that you did? We'll talk a little bit about what you did in 2024, and then we'll talk about what's coming in
Yeah.
2025, which is very
Well,
exciting.
it is so exciting. I think last year we had a ton of great events, virtually and in person. We tried a lot of things. And I think that's also just something really important to mention and to note. Like, I'm always up to try things. Some things are going to work beautifully, and others were like, eh, maybe we don't need to do that again. And I think think it's just a valuable lesson for life. Like you have to, you know, I have a lot of fun things that I've created, but I've also tried and had things not work out. And I think that's okay too. That's actually something I really appreciate about working with nurse.com. Like you guys give me creative freedom to try things. And that's why some things have worked, because it's like, hey, we just have to try. And then other things like, yeah, might not do that again, but you never know if you don't try. So last year we started doing our virtual event, Nurses Night In. They're great because you can join from anywhere. So we do them once a month. We do a different theme. Some are a little more like education, nurse focused. Like we did an aesthetic one, which was widely popular for people that are maybe interested in aesthetics. We're going to do one about travel nursing in March. If you're interested in travel nursing, we have an OR nurse one coming up. So those are a little more like education based. And then we have the super fun ones. Like we had a trivia night, game nights. We're doing a bingo night, giving away like gift cards and prizes, which like, hello, that's so fun. So we just have like a mix of both, but whether it's education or, you know, more a game, we always do giveaways. It's always a safe place to be yourself. And I always say that at all of our events, you know, in person and online. It's just a place to come. You may be so excited about nursing, think it's the best thing ever. You may be burnt out and be like, why did I even sign up for this? And it's just all okay. Like wherever you're at on your nursing journey, it is just okay. And I think, you know, my goal is that people always leave these events, whether virtually or in person, just feeling better than when they got there. And I think people do based on the feedback that we've had. So that makes me really happy.
I love that. And you know, it's so funny because if y'all haven't had a chance to visit Kat Golden at one of our booths, or if we're at a conference, or she always has her spinny wheel thing.
Yeah,
spin to win. I just called it the spinny wheel thing because I apparently did not know that it actually had a name.
I don't know if so, it does. I just made that up.
Let's call it spin to win because that spin makes a lot of sense. And Kat cheats a lot, but in your favor. Like so.
I know.
So she cheats a lot in terms of like you'll spin and then she kind of like will tilt it to like a better prize. And I
You're
love that because
not supposed to tell my secrets.
I know. I'm not supposed to tell the secrets.
I'm going to get in trouble. Rhea's going to be like, what are you doing over there?
No. It's, you know, like, it's fair. You know, like, sometimes you got to, you know, just tip it a little bit. Like, it's leaning in that direction. It's leaning towards the gift card.
That's what I think.
Yeah. You know, if it's, like, two away, it's close enough, right? Yeah.
I think so.
I'm a fan. So... All right, so you do like spin to win. You do these nurses' nights in. You've even gone to hospitals and set up like in person fun events. Okay, so tell us a little bit about some of the ones like the in-person stuff you've done.
Yeah, we did some hospital appreciation parties, which were just for that organization. So we went to different hospitals. We've done outpatient clinic sites where we basically set up some mini activations like the spin to win. We'll have some sponsors donate stuff. We did a custom trucker hat bar, which we're going to be doing at our events this year. And just really providing like a couple moments of fun and relief while people are working. We always have caffeine, whether it's like we've had a coffee truck, we have bubbler donate, we have snacks, just something while you're working to take a minute to be like, hey, I'm a human too. I need a little breath of fresh air. I need a little fun. We always have some kind of photo op, music. You know, some people stay for 10, 15 minutes. Some people stay for 2 minutes, but it's just something to say like, hey, thank you. We recognize you. We did friendship bracelet making station. Yeah, again, photo booth, trucker hat, you know, bar, just something to say, hey, we see you.
Yeah. And there's even been a bounce house. You even brought a bounce house.
You're reminding me. We even had a bounce house. We had snow cone making. Yeah, we've actually done a lot
DJ,
this year.
You've had a DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard
you're
to
right.
keep
I
track.
I need to make a list.
You need to make a list. I literally am in awe of the things that you pull off. You did the holiday tour.
Yeah.
And we'll just say you have said that one of the best decisions you made this year was to not drive the 1974 VW bus.
Guys, I do see, I'm a self-aware person. I know what I'm good at and I know what I'm not. And I'm like not 100% the best driver. But then with that bus, I was like, I don't know. I'm starting to have serious concerns. After I saw the route, I was like, I don't feel good.
Well, for those of you who don't
Karen's
know,
like, you're fired. My bus over Kat's job.
Well, we just had to make sure that you had a driver. So, Yes. So my wife drove the bus.
And thank it was God, Dawn. Thank you.
I know.
Dawn is the reason I came back in 2025. Let's be honest.
She had so much fun. She asked me, she's like, do I get to be a part of this on the regular? She's like, can I sign up to either drive the bus or, you know, come and help set up or blow up these blow up things that, because you had like a ton of different blow ups. Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't it like palm trees
and stuff for the photo op? Because it's like, you know, a bus. So we had to have like the whole vibe. We had like the surfing Santa because it was the holidays. Like it was a whole scene.
It was amazing. She was like, my job was to like fill up the palm trees, the blow up palm trees.
One thing I'm going to say, if you're working an event with me, we're all hands on deck. Like no one is safe. So if we're all there, I mean,
she loved it. She loved it. She was totally digging it. She's like, I'm down to do anything else that Kat wants me to do. So, and
she should be careful what she says.
I know. But she had a lot of fun. Aww. So just even for that, you guys visited, was it three sites or four sites?
No, we did.
Or how many was it?
Yeah, we did six, I think. We did six sites because we did two a day. So we did
six sites
and then we did a holiday party at the end. So we actually had like eight events in 5 days. It was crazy.
Attention, amazing travel nurses. Discover Court Furniture Rental for stress-free furnishing solutions. Perfect for those always on the move. Court, spelled C-O-R-T, delivers and sets up furniture, housewares, and electronics nationwide in just 48 hours. With Court, moving is easy. Choose from curated packages or pick up items to suit your style. When it's time to move on, Court handles it all. There's an exclusive offer, too. Use code NURSE15 at checkout for 15% off your monthly lease. Valid for travel nurses only. Visit court.com/nurse. That's court.com/nurse to get started today. With Court, the more you lease, the more you save. Terms and conditions apply. See the website for details. That's insane.
Mm-hmm. We did 20 plus events last year. That's between the virtual amazing events and all the conferences and stuff. It was really wild. We really like went everywhere last year.
Yeah. Okay. So last year, that was kind of 2024. Mm-hmm. Now, how are we kind of kicking it up a notch in 2025?
Yeah, so I think it was really exciting in 2024 because we gathered a lot of data, right? We learned a lot. And so what we wanted to do for 2025 was obviously keep the same level of energy, fun, do everything we did, just refine and do it better. And what that kind of meant when we really dissected everything was we wanted to go all in on several bigger events versus doing a ton of smaller events. So our plan for this year that we've already set in motion, it's already up and running, is to continue to do our monthly virtual events, which are, again, you can join from anywhere. They're always free. We always have giveaways. They're always recorded. So even if you miss it, you can, you know, rewatch it. They're so valuable. And then every quarter, we're doing a really big hybrid event. So it will be in person and online. And we'll have epic giveaways at those as well. So next, you know, in February, we have an in-person one in Raleigh where nurse.com is located with the Nursing Beat, which is an amazing organization. We're giving away a cruise, you guys. We're literally giving away another Virgin Voyages cruise, which leads me to, for Nurses Week, we are doing a cruise. How fun is this? Like, we are literally all going cruising for Nurses Week. It's May 9th through 14th. And Virgin Voyages has even given us like some special deals, like free onboard credit. So you can go to the spa, like $200. It's like the value of this is so phenomenal. And to be able to just connect in real life and like actually do something for us is amazing. I'm already getting donations and sponsors, which I can't say everything yet, but just know that of course there will be tons of free gifts. We already have sponsors committed. And then I can't say our fall plan yet, but we're also going to be in person in fall and doing another holiday give back. But cruise is the big one for Nurses Week coming up. We just have so many really fun, amazing ways to connect in real life and to just help you support yourself so that you can show up at work and in life, you know, as your best self, which is so important.
Yeah. I love that you have finally brought this type of event to nurse.com. I've now been with nurse.com for 3 years, almost 3 years in March. And for those of you who don't know, nurse.com 30 years ago was a real like nurse's nurse type of company. And we did lots of like amazing things, and the nurses were writing these incredible magazines, and there was the GEM Awards, and there was all of this stuff that like we really used to do. And then when I came and I had brought my company, it was like, okay, how do we bring community back into nurse.com? How do we really make nurse.com feel like it's for nurses, by nurses? And I know there's a lot of companies out there that say, you know, for nurses, by nurses. And that's become a pretty common phrase. But nurse.com's been around a really, really long time. So I think like what we're doing is we're really kind of bringing back the best of who we are. And we're really making this about the nurses. And we're so tapped into what they need. Mm-hmm. Because we have all this historical knowledge about who nurses are and what their plights are and where the struggles are. And so much of like what you're saying is that it can't just all be about the job, right? It has to be about the person, because we are people and we are taking care of other people. And so we have to get in touch with that humanness.
Yeah.
And that's what excites me so much about having you part of nurse.com, is because every day that I get to show up at work, I get to feel like we are genuinely doing something to treat the whole person.
Yeah. And I always say, like, we're the ones that we take with us everywhere, right? Like, we are the ones that go into every room, every job. Like, we're going to work at different places, right? So if we're not happy inside, like, there's no hope for anything else, because we're with us everywhere, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Everywhere you are, there you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so true. And sometimes we think we can run away from our problems, right? We can go get another job, or we think that the problem is all lies within that place. But oftentimes you go and you move somewhere else and there you are, right? Mm-hmm. You're there again. And much of what has been troubling you is still there. It's still with you. And so taking the time to invest in yourself, and I think like those are the moments of like, just take an hour and go to one of the nurses' night in and just have fun with fellow colleagues, meet new people, meet other people that you don't work with.
Yeah.
And which is amazing. Or if you really want to do something for your organization or for the nurses at your organization, definitely like reach out to us. If you feel like your institution is kind of suffering or the nurses are suffering there in some way and could really use that uplift by having some sort of a give back. We might not be able to fit it into 2025, but we can definitely try to get it into 2026 or something like that. So, or we can think of something to do. Maybe there's something we can do for your colleagues and for, you know, the other nurses at your establishment. So, all right. So is there anything else that you want to share about, you know, the future or things that you imagine wanting to do even in the coming years? What's in that big beautiful brain of yours, Kat?
So I think, like I said, I think the core of everything that I want to do is the same. I want nurses to be recognized for their hard work. I want them to feel accepted for who they are, to feel appreciated, to feel supported. I just want to keep doing it on a bigger and bigger scale, right? So we have the cruise this year. I just want to do something bigger and better. You know, maybe we can like give away more cruises. Maybe we can do a bigger event. Like, but the core and the value and the intention is the same. And I think, you know, nurses find such joy and fulfillment from their job, from giving back, from taking care of other people. And I just hope that this, like us doing these events, shows nurses that they can give back to themselves. And when we do that, we can do even more in this world. And that's like the intention. I just want to keep doing it in a bigger way. I want bigger sponsors. I want more fun. I want bigger giveaways, but I want that intention to be the same always.
Yeah. Because sometimes it is hard for, we have to always get creative because sometimes it's hard for people to get away. It's hard for them to maybe take a vacation, even though they need to take vacations. Maybe they're like, well, I can only really take one vacation a year and it has to be one with my family or something like that. You know, we get it. Like, we understand that it's not always easy to get away or that finances come into play. So we really want to meet nurses where they are. So no matter what it is, whether it's taking an hour out of your day for yourself or taking a week so that you can go on a
vacation with us.
And come cruise with us. That's right. So how many people do we have? How many spaces do we have available for this cruise?
I think we want 100 nurses, 100, 150, but it's obviously the voyage is other people. It's not only, it's not a complete, we didn't buy out the whole ship, right? So it's like first come, first serve, but there is, you know, inventory of rooms. And I just got an email that we already have people signing up. I actually just got it today. So it's super exciting. I cannot wait to cruise with you guys. It's going to be so fun.
I think I'm going to try and I think.
You have to come.
I'm coming.
Yes,
I'm coming.
You have to come.
I am coming. I'm coming. I didn't make it to the Path to Purpose event, which was in New York City. Also, you know what? Tell everybody about Path to Purpose, because that was a really amazing event.
Yeah, what we you hosted, pulled off. I mean, yeah, we hosted a beautiful like dinner at Del Frisco's, like, with nurse.com. Katie Duke was a part of that and hosted it with me. We gave away a cruise last year at that event, you know, and sent a nurse like on this beautiful trip. Brenda Bradfield, she had the best time. I was on that voyage as well. And we had a beautiful night of connection, a night out in New York City, steak dinner, drinks. We did an amazing workshop. Again, had some other really great giveaways on top of the cruise. And I still actually have gotten messages from some of the people. It's so funny. I just talked to someone today from that I met in person at that event.
That's
another, nurse business owner. She's amazing. So there's so many connections and so many beautiful things happening. You literally just have to put yourself out there, and it can be scary and feel weird, but I promise, and this is something I say every single time, like, even if you're alone, even if you're nervous to hop on a call, turn your camera off. It's fine. Like, you are welcome literally just as you are. There is nothing to be nervous about. So come hang out with us.
How many people come to the monthly nurses' night ins? Like, how many people generally come to these?
Yeah, it just depends. Several hundred will sign up, but they won't all come and watch the live. So on the live, we might have like 50 to 100 nurses, and we might have like 500 or 600 sign up. You know what I mean? It just depends on like every topic is different or what's happening. But we'll have like several hundred sign up. And then, yeah, usually, I mean, I would say the most I've seen live is a couple hundred.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That must be so much fun. It's got to be so much fun. I've been really terrible about coming. Like, I didn't come to the last one, but I'm going to come. I'm going to be like so much better because I am the worst sometimes. Like, I need to take my own advice.
Well, we all do.
Right. And like actually show up and take time for myself to bond with other nurses, because sometimes I feel like I'm over here and I'm doing this VP thing. And I feel like I am trying to put together all of these programs and bring in the right people to create these amazing experiences for nurses. And then sometimes I forget that sometimes I need to take time to recharge and also reconnect with my roots of being a nurse. So you can hold me accountable, Kat. You can be like, are you coming? Where are you?
Well, do you know what? I really appreciate you being vulnerable and saying that, because I think that's actually such a good, I'm so thankful that you shared that, because it's such a good point to make. And that's something that everybody says, like when I ask for feedback about the calls or events, everybody says that, oh, I realized we're really not all that different. And people look at you and they think like, oh, look at all the stuff that Kara's doing. She's done all this. She had her company. She's a nurse. She's this. You're still having those same human emotions that I have, that the next person has. Like, whether you've been a nurse for 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 months, 5 years, 15 years, 25 years, like we are all humans at the end of the day having a human experience. We are not that different.
Yep. Absolutely. So I am going to 100% come to the next Nurses Night In so that I can do my self-care also and just have fun with you all, because I mean, I really appreciate what I get out of being around other nurses, because I mean, say what you will, but it's a really hard job, and it can be, a lot of us have a lot of trauma around it. And sometimes there's just nowhere else that you can really have that shared experience and have that shared kind of trauma bonding, except for with other people who have had similar experiences to you. So, you know, absolutely. Like, I'll be better about it. And then everyone listening to this podcast, just commit that you're going to be good about it too.
The easiest thing to do is to go to nurse.com. You can't forget it because you're already here. So you go to nurse.com. We have a community tab, and all the events are always listed under that community tab under events. And you can also make sure you're following us on social, because they are all posted there every single month, always on our Instagram. We do a really good job of keeping the story highlights updated, pinned to the top of the page. They're always on social, so make sure you're following us there as well. And then when you sign up for one event, you'll be on our email list, so you'll get email notifications, but they're always posted online. And that's a part of my job, that I make sure they're planned very far in advance. Every month we have something going on. And then, again, Nurses Week Cruise, May 9th through 14th.
I am so excited for everything that's coming up in 2025. Kat, as always, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. Until next time. If you're a nurse or nursing student that enjoyed this episode, visit us at nurse.com/community, where you can find the NurseDot discussion group, a place where we dissect each episode in detail and delve deeper into today's topics. NurseDot is a nurse.com original podcast series. Production, music, and sound editing by Dawn Lunsford. Production coordination by Rhea Wade. Additional editing by John Wells. Thank you to all the listeners for tuning in to the Nurse Dot Podcast. Until next time, keep spreading the love and the care.